Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have agreed to work more closely on a wide range of security, trade, and health issues. The two leaders held more than 3 hours of talks Saturday. Unusual altercations, however, between White House staff, American reporters, and Chinese security officials during Mr. Obama's arrival in Hangzhou threatened to mar the meetings before they began. Mr. Obama is telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and to adhere to international norms. Before heading to the G20 summit, Mr. Obama told CNN China needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire in Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country. The two countries appeared to be closing in on an agreement, but major obstacles remain. There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China, but so far nothing has been arranged. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday she intends to seize new trading opportunities for Britain after the Prime Minister's first meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama since she took office. The two leaders sought to downplay the impact of the British exit from the European Union on the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first debate of the presidential campaign. Several U.S. polls show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less, about half the gap of a few weeks ago. Clinton narrowly leads in several key states. Numerous U.S. political analysts are still predicting she will become the country's 45th president, but they have narrowed the odds a bit in recent days. Turkey says Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward toward Jarablus have been cleared. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed July coup in Turkey to justice. He stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite the Muslim cleric that Mr. Erdogan blames for the coup. Cleric Fethullah Gulen, living in self-imposed exile in Pennsylvania, has denied any involvement in the coup. Turkey has pleaded with the U.S. to send Gulen back to Turkey. Pope Francis Sunday declared Mother Teresa a saint during a canonization ceremony in front of tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known for her work among the poorest people in India. The Albanian nun opened missions of charity in more than 120 countries, aided by several thousand nuns and over 1 million volunteers. She died in 1997 at the age of 87. Hong Kong voted in its first major elections Sunday since the mass pro-democracy protests in 2014. Voters chose members for the territory's 70-seat legislative council, in which the pro-democracy opposition is hoping to maintain at least a third of the seats so that they will have veto power in the assembly. Center-left Social Democrats and anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany parties appear to be taking first and second place, respectively, in Sunday's election in the German state of Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. Exit polls put support for SPD at about 30%, AfD at 21%, Christian Democrats gaining about 19%. Chancellor Angela Merkel's refugee policies were a prominent issue in the campaign. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.